My name is Mike Rowe. And this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Looking good, Mike. Looking good.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Yeah, that's one of them giant worms.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, a twisted airport runway painter gets his kicks when I get dirty.
Well, thanks for the heads up on there, Spartacus.
Then I step into a sticky situation.
I need some poo.
And have to play hardball.
You ready to make a big stinky mess?
And later.
Check one. Checking.
It takes a real hoser.
I feel like we've stumbled across some sort of intestine.
To handle the complicated home insulation business.
I'm guessing these go together, Terry? Oh, God. Today I've come to the Kansas City International Airport, but this is no plane, this is a big yellow truck. 1997, in fact, with 11,000 miles on it. Goes about 5 miles an hour when it's operating at full capacity. Phil and Kevin operate the truck. How are you guys?
Pretty good, and you, Mike?
Good. Phil, what kind of truck is this?
It's a paint truck.
A paint truck. Kevin, what's he talking about?
Well, this is what we use to do all our painting around here, Mike.
When you say painting, you're talking about the plane I hear landing right now is looking down at the runway at your paint job?
That's right, definitely. All the touchdown bars, aiming points, anything that's going to guide that plane in so he knows exactly where he needs to be as he's coming down.
So you're the reason the pilot's able to land, and in a civilized manner, we can all get off the plane alive and go about our business.
Correct.
Well, thanks for that.
No problem.
Great. But this will also paint, I would think, any kind of macadam or concrete or road surface,
right?
We
do the parking lots, we do the crosswalks at the sidewalks, we do basically any painting on the ground here.
See, no one ever talks about the painters, but you guys literally are providing order in what I see as an otherwise chaotic world and allowing us all to land and take off and park and basically just get along.
Correct.
All right. I mean, I should have asked you right away, but we're indoors essentially in this hangar type or garage or whatever it is, and why am I dressed up like the Morton Salt Shaker fisherman?
Well, this is our wash bay. We tend to use the high pressure washers to wash out some of the paint, and it's going to be very wet.
The actual tank that we're cleaning out, this thing?
Be these square ones, correct.
All right. This holds always white?
White paint, yeah.
So you work with white, black, and yellow?
Yellow.
Great. What's first?
First, we're going to be taking off these paint filters.
Uh-huh.
These paint filters, they collect all the fragments and the paint chips and everything that comes off the side of these walls all throughout the year.
They're actually two separate tanks, one white and one for color, each holding 275 gallons of paint, and each with its own filter.
Okay.
This is another once-a-year job.
I'll just wiggle her loose and she'll pop off.
Why am I always around at the wrong time of the year?
Is that paint or sludge? Oh. That filter needs to be changed. I am sorry about that.
Sure, it's messy, but nothing that some very hot water under extremely high pressure can't handle.
Take off this cap right here. We're going to finish letting the water come on out.
The tanks have been soaking in a little water to help loosen up the dry paint.
The tension is exquisite, don't you think?
Right?
Don't you love that? Well, thanks for the heads up on there, Spartacus. I mean, I was really waiting for drip, drip, drip. This
275 gallons of water is coming out right now.
I'm not convinced that's water, actually, on account of it's black and thick.
Well, not as thick as paint.
And now it's essentially empty.
Yes.
And what would you like to do with it now?
Well, I'm going to hand you off over to my partner who runs the back end of the truck.
Uh-huh. I was wondering what happened to Kevin. Come on over here.
And he's going to bring you up top on the platform up here. And you guys are going to get inside the tank and start scraping away the paint chips and the sludge that's all in there. And you're just going to have a good old time.
Excellent. Now, you said the back end. So really the back end and the front end each have steering wheels, it looks like.
Yes. Kevin's steering wheel in the back guides this system out here. This is our paint carriage. There's 6 guns on it. We can paint up to a 36-inch wide pattern on it.
Mm-hmm.
We can section it off, and we can paint all the way down to a 4-inch line off of one gun. So we can kind of really paint anything we want.
All righty. We're on a paint truck. This was the white tank.
Yep, that's right. There's a white tank. Here's the black tank. We also use the black tank for yellow, as you can see.
I do.
We keep everything else out of the white tank because we don't want the colors to change.
Right. Is white the absence of all colors, or is it the presence of all colors?
Now you got me, Mike. I'm not a scientist. I just work for the city.
That's a good answer. I'll research that and get back to you.
Okay, what we got here is obviously some dried up crusty paint on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start by using putty knives to try to scrape what we can off, any excess that we
sure.
can. So just feel free to dig in somewhere.
Sure.
You kind of basically want to go for, you know, any kind of loose cracks or anything that you can dig your knife
right.
underneath to get a good start. Now obviously, Mike, you're not going to be able to reach the bottom. So when you run out of room up here for all your scraping, we're going to have you climb in.
Naturally, I would think that's the only sensible thing for a grown man to do. This must be nice on a hot day.
Oh, yeah, it's a great job.
Yeah, the fumes get to going. And
fumes, you got, you know, a little bit of paint sticking to you, you're wet.
Yeah. Anywhere?
Anywhere. Good job.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get the
power
washer up here.
Sure. You go ahead and grab that. It's getting personal for me right in this
All
area.
Right.
Coming up.
Can you still see what you're doing, Mike?
Not a thing. Thanks.
Spraying and scraping.
Say, is that a putty knife in your pocket?
Brings out the stand-up comic in me.
Or am I just appealing?
And later, I develop a nose for success.
Bennett has delivered.
If only I had the stomach.
And we'll see what we got. Here we go.
Looks like it may have been
God!
All right, so you can go ahead and put that putty knife in your pocket. You'll be needing it again later.
Say, is that a putty knife in your pocket? Or am I just appealing?
Okay. You got the gun there? You got plenty of power. Can you still see what you're doing, Mike?
Not a thing. Thanks.
You might want to go ahead and try with the putty knife again.
It's not lead-based, is it?
No, no.
Great news. Kevin?
Yeah?
Tell me something.
What's up, Mike?
And don't lie, because I'll know if you're lying. Do you like your job?
Oh, yeah. I love my job, Mike.
Why?
Well, for one, it's a good job. It's a city job. It's pretty hard to get fired from a job like this unless you really screw up, like, you know, punching your boss or, you know,
All right,
something
no, you
like that.
Stop right there. So far, after 130-some jobs, Kevin gets the most honest answer award. I love my job because it's hard to get fired. Dude, you should be in television, man. I'm not even kidding. What's that sound I hear? What? Is it Kevin working? Was that the sound of Kevin doing something in the background?
Mike,
can't be sure.
All day here. I'm just trying to help out a little bit.
Okay.
Speed
I was afraid you
along.
Were getting a little comfortable there. I bet a little teamwork.
All right, Mike.
It's like some giant, terrible ebony scab.
Yeah,
Is it dirty enough for you?
Yeah, I've been kicking it around and,
yeah, pretty dirty.
Yeah, it's just fine.
Keep washing.
Thanks, I'm good.
Holy smokes. Jobs get tougher, hose gets bigger. Hit it, Phil.
Let me know when you want it off. Want it off?
Yeah, go ahead and turn her off.
Kill it. All right, Mike, you go ahead and scoop that stuff up.
Right.
Just get the best you can.
You know what? I'm just going to shove it down the drain.
That's fine.
It's all going to the same place anyhow, right?
That's right.
Where is that, by the way? Where does it actually go?
This here ends up in a holding tank at the bottom of the wash bay, which we will inevitably have to clean out now that we've cleaned this paint truck into it. That's a whole nother dirty job.
Yeah, you should think about not calling me when that happens.
Really? I figured you might want to stick around a while.
I feel like I've been here a long time, to tell you the truth. Can we be done now?
Oh, yeah, Mike. We're done.
All right.
Good job, Mike.
That's very kind of you. Thanks. What's this truck cost? Anybody know?
About $275,000.
We've got a very complicated and, at the same time, a very dirty truck operated by two very dirty guys performing a very important service. I don't know how many moving parts are on this thing, but we basically just cleaned one of them.
Yeah.
And it kicked my butt.
It's a rough job.
I'd love to stay and finish it, but I'm not.
Great seeing you, Mike.
You as well.
Thanks for coming out, Mike.
Kevin, anytime. You know I did miss a spot over there.
Coming up. Down at the baby poo factory.
Is there any chance we could get Max to poo on Doug?
Things are really cooking.
It looks like a baked potato. It's not.
And later, what's black and white and spread all over?
It's like snow. Dirty snow on the side of the road.
Ground up newspaper insulation.
I've swallowed 4 to 5 pounds of it so far. I've smelled some terrible things in my time. Horrible things.
You realize the smells.
Why is it that some things smell so much worse than other things? Turns out there's a company here in Austin, Texas, who's trying to answer that exact same question. And when I heard about them, I asked if I could stop by. And they said, sure, just bring something smelly with you when you come. I said, what'd you have in mind? They said, anything, as long as it stinks. So I reflected on my years of experience and realized that sometimes the smelliest things come in the smallest of packages. So today I've come to the LSAS Academy to pick up some baby poo.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice
Roxanne.
To meet you. Who's that?
Bertha.
Hi, Bertha.
Hi.
This is?
Ashley.
And that is Ashley. Bertha, Ashley, Roxy, and who's this?
That is Colin.
And who's that?
Bennett. And then we got Max over there.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha and Henry.
Yeah.
And Hannah back there in the red.
I need some poo.
Okay. Let's see.
No rush. Okay. Don't want to. I'm sure it's bound to happen, but... That's the mission. And when I say Bertha, Ashley, don't need your poo. Need baby poo.
Okay.
Just so we're clear, and no one is the victim of a horrible misunderstanding.
There was a little bit more to babies than just poo.
Yeah.
So normally everybody has their bottles and lunch in here. They have bottles every 3 hours. They do take 2 naps. Like, she's getting fussy right now because she's getting tired.
Is that when they're fussy?
What about the diapers?
Pretty much, they get changed like every 2 hours. But otherwise, if they have a poop in between, then we change that.
These women are in charge of 8 babies. What that comes down to is a lot of diapers getting changed.
Yeah, we're not interested in pee, Bertha. We're here for the poo. Call me when you get something chunky. Did Max just pee on Doug? No, Doug peed on himself. Sorry, that was... Is there any chance we could get Max to actually poo on Doug?
Usually after they have breakfast or a bottle, right
yeah.
after that, they usually will have a poop. And also, you got your different shape, too. You might have your... little ball. You might have your pancake, which is flat and round, or you might have the little ball.
You're talking about poo now, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So the pancake, like if Bennett were to make a pancake, he'd basically just be sitting like this. Right, and he just lets it go. And with his considerable bulk, he'd pancake it up.
When you'd open the pamper up, you would see it's kind of brown. It looks like a pancake.
Right.
Sometimes the girls have smellier ones than the boys do.
I'm certainly aware of that later in life, but I didn't realize the die was cast so early on.
Here, he's happy now. Or at least starts making that face. That's right. That's when the show begins.
This is where it starts. At the bottom. Henry's bottom.
And we'll see what we got. There we go.
Pancake.
Ugh, good.
All right, that's good. We're going to put the diaper in the foil. Wrap that up. Okay.
It looks like a baked potato.
It's not.
I know.
Shouldn't we wipe his pee out of his hair?
He peed on everybody.
All right, who's next?
I think maybe it's Helen.
Helen. Helen is wiped.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
And you look, see how it's kind of purplish?
Yes.
Green?
Yes, I do.
Remember how I said the girls are pretty powerful?
God!
The boys.
Roxy?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty job.
It is. Got sugar and spice.
Oh!
Everything nice.
Oh, this is not doing the job. These things were designed for picnics and frosty beverages.
Say, big man, I smell something.
I have waited 4.5 hours for this moment.
Bennett has delivered. God! Come on, brother.
Let's see what you've done.
After a gallon of milk and an orchard of citrus, Bennett's come through.
It's like changing a grown-up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Bennett.
Big rock.
Dirty boy. Dada. No, not Dada. Dada doesn't work, so he can buy more maxi diapers for you.
Coming up, I wrap up my work at Babytown.
And this is the dirtiest cooler maybe on the face of the earth.
And deliver the payloads.
My God, it reeks.
God.
For scientific research.
Oh.
That's fecal.
It is.
And later, spraying a wall can be a pain.
I think sometimes he's aiming for me.
But giving it a shave, well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. What can I say? You've got a dirty job.
Yes, I do.
And this is the dirtiest cooler maybe on the face of the earth.
Please take it.
I will. Thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you.
And goodbye.
Yes. Actually, Mike.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
I have that. Carry that. And
what's this?
A week's worth.
Cut back on the fiber.
Oh, okay.
See you again. Thanks, Rox.
Now, with more poo than I can handle, I head over to
Micro Analytics. There it is. Micro and baby poo. Together again. Don?
Well, hello, Mike.
Don Wright, right?
That's it. I am right.
Well, Don Wright, this is all wrong. How are you?
Very nice to meet you.
I come bearing gifts.
The worst kind of gifts.
Indeed. Don, you are a scientist, a chemist?
Analytical chemist, that's correct.
And on your shirt it says?
Aromatrax.
Aromatrax.
Aromatrax is kind of the basis of our company. It's an integrated system we use for aroma and odor and flavor analysis.
To what end?
Anywhere there's a consumer interest in the issue of odor.
Is this about changing the way a thing smells or controlling the smell of a thing?
Controlling the environment.
Okay. So you can't change the way baby poop smells?
No. You probably would not want to try to modify that.
You'd have to modify the baby fundamentally. And
feeding
that's
and those kinds of things. That's we want to just kind of contain it or neutralize it.
What's over here?
This is just a representation of the kinds of things that we're asked to do.
For 15 years, Don and Micro Analytics have been sniffing out odors for hundreds of different smells, ranging from cat urine to bat guano.
But how does it all come together with what we're going to do with this stack of poo?
I actually have a project ongoing, and it's to look at not fresh, dirty diapers, but rather aged, dirty diapers. So we have an interest in determining what happens with the storage of diapers in plastic bags, say a garbage sack. And the reason to do that is we want to optimize the film that's used to make garbage bags so that it has a greater barrier. It forms a greater barrier to the specific odorants that are emitted by aged, dirty diapers.
The specific way to keep in the most rancorous or most disgusting type of poo would have to be, well, you're not going to find it by accident.
Speaking of accidents, my next job is to root through the diapers for the accidents.
My God, it reeks.
God!
Colin.
God almighty.
Well, this is Helen. Ah, oh, look at Helen.
Yeah, that's
a dirty baby.
Tightly,
yeah. I never looked so clean but felt so violated.
Okay, Mike, this is another one of our laboratories, another piece of equipment.
Same machine,
we've got four laboratories set up to do the same sort of investigation, so
okay.
We can have four projects running simultaneously. We've got a pinhole in the top of this container. I've got two diapers. And so this device is designed to sample the vapor space above those diapers. If you look, there's a little black tip. That needle is inserted down into the vapor space, and then we expose that tip for some period of time. In this case, we're going to use 15 minutes. And so what we're going to do now, and the first thing I'd like to do is kind of test your sensitivity and your ability to recognize different odorants. And just one drop.
On the leading edge right here?
Yeah.
Time to see what my nose knows.
Bring it out and wave it like a fan in front of your nose. Bring it closer and closer and see if you recognize.
I think I just smell the paper.
You may have a dead spot to this particular chemical.
Got a dead spot. I've been rendered olfactory sterile.
You're damaged goods.
I'll say. Can we test some more of these?
Sure. You're having fun here?
No, it's not fun, frankly. I'm curious to see.
Three drops.
Smell something there.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, look at the list, Mike.
Something's wrong with me.
No, you're okay.
No,
you're...
I've been destroyed. I had 155 jobs.
Well,
I smell now is poo. This is terrible. It's not mildew. It's not beets. It's not body odor. It's not mine. Not vomit. Cucumber.
Actually, it's butyric acid. And it is...
Vomit. What is it?
Cheese or vomit.
Cheese or vomit.
Butyric acid is vomitus. That's the descriptor.
Cheese or vomit?
These guys, you don't smell. You smell cucumber.
I did, but the last time I vomited, I had eaten a jar of pickles.
Think about some of the your locales you've been in.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about, and now I'm wondering what damage I've caused.
Yeah, we've all been there too.
We've all been there. Oh yeah. So our time is up here.
Yes.
So
what we're going to do is retract the sample back into the needle sheath. And make this insertion.
The sensor stick is in place. A pre-programmed oven will heat it up. As the oven heats up, individual compounds will be released from the sensor stick.
So there's no way you could separate the smells without heat.
That's right.
The next thing to do is to sniff out the compounds released from the needle.
You might pick up something.
I smell something now.
Right there.
Oh!
That's fecal.
It is.
Well, go back for more. Tell me when it's gone.
That's strong. It's not gone.
See, it's a fleeting thing. We're seeing this peak,
yeah.
And then
okay.
It goes away.
Burst of poo that was, though.
Now, remember that, because that's an important piece of information. That's one of those character-defining compounds. Now, this one is not... okay, right through there. Well, yeah, right through there.
I smell body odor.
Oh, it's cabbage. It's also one of the sulfur compounds. That's dimethyl disulfide. You're actually doing very well, Mike. You're picking up the big ones. And that's what I had hoped for.
Positive reinforcement.
Okay, now actually at 13.9 minutes, there's one of the key compounds that's coming out.
It's fiber, it's cereal, it's useless.
All right, you missed on that one. That's pea creosote.
Pea creosote?
Yeah, a lot of people will call pea creosote urine. You and I are in agreement on the big players, except for the last one.
Except for the last one. Yeah.
So finally, after all the sniffing and guessing, it was time to put the key compounds to the test. Four ingredients: dimethyl sulfide, dimethyl trisulfide, methyl mercaptan, and pea creosote, all of which were identified as principal compounds in aged, dirty diapers.
That's pretty potent.
With the right combination and an airtight container.
You want to go first?
Yes. Eureka.
Ah, that's a bag of dirty diapers right there in a mason jar.
Well, really, with four compounds, we have been able to match the odor pretty well.
The information you would provide to a company who came to you and said, let's help keep the stench of four, five, six-day-old dirty diapers contained, you would give them basically a recipe for creating a polymer of some kind that would work as a containment unit.
That's right. Well, we would give them the formula to use to develop this product.
Can I take this for the road?
Fine with me. Fine with me.
Thanks, Don. I learned a bunch.
Glad to have you.
I'm not sure. It's good to be had. And so I leave Micro Analytics sadder but wiser. In my left hand, a mason jar with methyl mercaptan, dimethyl sulfide, dimethyl trisulfide, and pea creosote. In my right hand, a bag of Bennett's poo. One is made in the lab, the other is made in Bennett. Both smell identical. But for my purposes, there really is no substitute for the original. Hey, Don, there's a chemical reaction on your porch. Can you smell it?
Damn kids.
Coming up.
That's a problem.
Spraying insulation doesn't work out so well for me.
He's mopping up my mess right now.
So I learned the valuable skill of ladder walking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could break my neck up here,
Terry. Oh, yeah.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned in life, it's this. When you see four guys standing in a straight line all wearing the same shirt, they're either going to burst into song or get dirty. You guys don't sing, do you?
No, we don't, Mike.
Great. Okay. Well, we're going to get dirty today. We've got Terry, we got Richard, and we got Darius. And we got the Tuscany back there, which is a model home. Right, Richard?
That's correct.
And today we're going to help get it to a state where a family might be able to move in at some point in time?
Yes, sir.
And specifically, what would the job be, Richard?
We're going to be insulating with cellulose insulation.
Cellulose. That's a fancy talk for, like, paper.
That's correct.
Newspaper?
Yes, sir.
We're going to insulate what is bound to be a beautiful home at some point in time with newspaper.
That's correct.
I'll have many questions for you. I can't help but notice the truck there with the open door and some sort of mechanical apparatus that'll be involved.
That's correct. That's the blowing machine. We'll be blowing it in, and also it's a vacuum machine, too, built onto the machine.
A blowing machine and a vacuuming machine?
That's correct.
Can we now approach the blowing device?
Let's go to the truck and get started.
All right.
We're going to start in the back here, and we're going to get the suck-out hose out first.
Just go in here?
No, on the white one.
What, this one?
Ah.
Struggled with these things. Check one. Checking. Checking.
It's not your typical mother's vacuum hose. It's a 6-inch hose.
Is this leave my mom out of this if it's all the same to you, Richard? If I go any further, I'm gone.
Oh, that's good.
This is good here?
Still more stuff to get, Mike. That's what we're going to be blowing with.
All right. I feel like we've stumbled across some sort of intestine. I'm guessing these go together, Terry?
No, it's something else me and you got to do. Put that right there.
Oh, before I do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and D go, you and Darius go put that back together.
Would you call him D?
Yeah, that's a nickname, you know.
D's easier to say than Darius.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we call him D, we'll call you T.
Hold on, how do you know? That's what it is, T.
It's Terry, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you call me M.
All right, that'll work. We're going by initials.
All right, yeah. You're D, you're T, I'm M, and that's, well, I...
R.
You want to be R, or do you, is it Richard, or do you prefer Dick?
I go by Richard.
There's another hose?
We are hose
centric. I told you we had a lot of hoses to do.
Yeah, this is really a hose job. Man, if I'd have known this, I'd have brought my own hose.
So, I'm just guessing at this point, but I'm pretty sure we're going to take these right here and throw it in there. In fact, I'm positive.
Drop it. You can drop it.
Yeah, I see where this is going.
Yeah, it's dusty.
Yeah, a little dusty. Yeah, there's definitely some particulate in the air.
Now we can go on inside.
All right. I'm not totally sure what happened. I think we just smashed some of this up, and now I guess there's going to be sucking and blowing and whatnot. So, we sticking these together, or what are we doing?
Yeah, like I said, this is the vacuum hose, and this is the hose with the material come out in the water. It's like a, it's a recycling thing, like I did in the truck. Yeah. I'm just doing it one more time this way. It's just double mixing it.
Double mixing?
Yeah.
So the trick then with the material is to get it in just the right consistency?
Right, yeah, the right moisture.
So it's got to be moist but not soaking wet.
Yeah.
It's got to be dry enough to fly through the air, sticky enough to attach to the wall.
Yeah.
But not so soaking wet that it sloughs off.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
But it feels like it needs to be a lot wetter.
It does. It needs to be a little bit more wetter, and that's the reason why he's trying to get it mixed up real good.
All right. This is one of the dustiest places going.
This is the dustiest place going on in town today, probably.
All right, I get it.
Yeah, it's ready to go now. The vacuum is ready. Get your scraper.
Look at that. So this basically would be fiberglass. Could be fiberglass.
Could be.
But it's this instead.
It's cellulose.
I mean, does it really work?
Yes, it does. It works excellent, Mike.
Really?
It really does. It's an R13 with this particular product right here.
R13, that's its insulative property?
That's right. That's the R factor. The higher the R factor, more resistance to heat flow.
Right. See, I feel compelled to point two things out to you. The first is the mask that doesn't appear to be over your mouth. And the second are the goggles that don't appear to be over your eyes.
Sometimes I can't see that good.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
When you install cellulose insulation, there's not much waste because any excess is vacuumed up, sucked back into the mixing machine, then blown out once again. A vicious yet virtuous cycle.
All right. Let me give this a shot. You mind?
Yeah, go ahead. Get close to it, make a foundation at the bottom.
Right?
Very bottom.
Very bottom.
Straighten your hose up and start working your way up.
It's like snow.
Yeah.
Like a dirty snow on the side of the road.
Shoot the angle up to the top.
Mike, you sure you ain't done it before? No, this is my first time blowing and sucking cellulose.
This?
Yeah. That's a problem.
You stick your hand in there. Like now, you can stick this up in there and it'll fill behind this cavity up.
Yeah.
See, all that got to get filled up.
Sure, 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 sure.
And like the little spots, you see like the little spots right there?
Yeah.
Just let me show you what I'm talking about.
He's mopping up my mess right now. Like so many of these jobs, this one's a little trickier than it looks. A lot trickier, actually, because if you get too close, the pressure from the air will blow the insulation out that you put in properly. If you get too far away, you can't reach it correctly. So you got to be just the right distance away with just the right back and forth motion. Otherwise, you mess it all up and you have to start over. Plus, of course, you have D here and he'll fix your mistakes.
Yo, just start from the bottom, go up.
Nice and smooth. It'll work it by itself. Just hold it, guide it. There you go. Go as far as you can reach.
Yeah. I just realized. I thought this was a, the kind of machine you can pick up wherever, but yeah. Terry, this thing's actually a... You just made this up, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a work of art. Yep.
I mean, this is a regular old drill turned upside down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you built some sort of rigging.
Yeah, just smooth out.
Put a rubber band on it and put this thing on the end, so you hit the button, and off you go.
Off you go, working like a charm, right?
Like a charm.
Yeah, smooth it out real good.
Like a, look at that.
Like a real pro, see? Yeah.
That really looks like we just kind of laid it in there on purpose.
Coming up, when you fill the air with fuzz...
I see a lot of this stuff in your ear.
It gets into pretty much everything.
Dave, let's have a look at that thing. I know you got an idiot. It's a, yeah, to get it done right. That's never been done. Ever. Well, Richard, let me ask you. Our viewers are notoriously smart. And I know a lot of them now are thinking... You're surrounding a house with newspaper as a fire hazard. I mean, this stuff, obviously, I mean, won't it burn?
Today's standards, the way this stuff's made, this has a class 1 fire rating on this particular product right here.
What's that
mean? It means it won't actually burn.
Really? So this is not only fire resistant, it's basically fireproof.
That's right.
What do you think's got more glory, the sweeping or the sucking?
It's all glory.
About to walk over.
What the heck was that? What's he doing, walking the ladder?
Yeah.
Any technique there worth knowing about, or you just,
Nah, just side to side.
That would, yep, side to side, that would just say.
Show me that.
Oh, yeah. Slide back. Uh-huh. Back and rock, side to side, there you go. Don't pick it up, just use your feet in the rock. Walking with the feet, yeah.
Well, walking
with the feet. Like it's a car, like it's, yeah. There you go, you felt it coming in?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could break my neck up here, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave the ladder walking to the pros. I'll just be down here with my big, giant hose. I don't know if you have one of those belly buttons that accumulates lint. You know, some people got the outie, some got the innie. If you got an innie, this place is just a killer. I'm telling you. I see a lot of this stuff in your ear.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have a look at that thing. I know you got an innie, and it's a, yeah, always, always problematic, but fortunately, we can just, yeah, we can. Let's have a look. Oh, no, still there. Pull your shirt up a little bit more. Let's get it done right. Good grief, man. Your belly button is suction all the way to your spine. Never seen anything like it. Very impressive. I think sometimes he's aiming for me. It doesn't have a terrible taste, really. I mean, I've swallowed, I would say, maybe 4 to 5 pounds of it so far today. Will there be any adverse health effects as a result?
There's no health problems with the cellulose at all.
And it seems like the more these guys work, the quieter it gets in here?
That is correct.
Wanna try it again?
Yeah, you know I do. Sure I do.
Keep your hose level all the way to the top.
The bucket's full of cellulose, insulation.
Right.
This is something like your wife would carry around.
Not my wife.
Maybe not yours.
No.
But if she was getting attacked, she could do this to scare somebody off.
Scare me off.
But listen to the sound difference once it goes into the bucket.
You can't hear it.
I can't hear my wife either.
That's correct.
Any way to wrap her in cocoon?
You can soundproof around the room, Mike, and you can sleep when you go home peacefully.
Does sound like an old girlfriend, though.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Over and over with the screeching?
Yes.
Take out the trash. Take out the trash. Don't eat on the sofa. Don't eat on the sofa. We never cuddle. We never cuddle. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Look what my cameraman did. Story of my life, Richard. I'm sorry about that.
But he also gets the best shots of you, too, so...
I'm not so sure. Oh! Ah! You know what? You're going to be fine here. I got to get back on the job. All right. Sure, it's dirty, but look at it this way. Every year, millions of tons of paper are destined for the landfill. Now, some of that paper is being repurposed and reclaimed and turned into state-of-the-art, environmentally friendly insulation. Nothing wrong with that. You know what's coming, don't you? Yeah, this is the part where I ask you to go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs and submit your ideas for dirty jobs. What you might not know is I'm relying on you to do that. I haven't had an original idea in nearly a year and a half, and that's the truth. I'm depending on you to keep me covered. Much obliged. Feels like a snowball. Feels like you could actually pack this up and have a little fun with it. That's the area. That general. Hey, that's mud, man. That's not funny. Mud hurts, like love.
See, it's time to do a dirty job.
You just said dirty job. You just said I did a dirty job.
Mama bought you a dish towel for the shirt. That's cool.